Welcome to what I call the taproot or history guided meditation or guided inquiry. So to begin with, I invite you to just relax, get comfortable in whatever you're sitting. Take some deep breaths and connect with your body. Noticing what it feels like to be you in this moment and whatever space that you happen to be sitting in. As with all guided meditations, there's no right way or wrong way to do this, and I invite you to trust wherever it is that this journey takes you. Whatever you experience is valid, and we can trust whatever arises. Whatever direction this takes you. But for now, let's just rest in the totality of your experience, the interior and exterior. Just soft awareness and resting. And if it feels comfortable for you, I invite you to think back on an event, a situation, or an exchange that happened recently for you to which you had a strong reaction. Just allow yourself to remember or allow a memory to come up about something that happened recently where a strong emotion was invoked in you. If you need a moment to settle on a memory, go ahead and push pause and then come back when you're ready. There's no right or wrong memory, just trusting whatever emerges. And of course, you can come back and do this meditation again with a different situation. So allowing yourself to remember this incident, this exchange or this event, this person, and really letting yourself feel your reaction to it, noticing what it feels like. Just allowing yourself to notice the emotion, the charge around it, maybe even noticing how it feels in your body, the quality of that charge in your body. And even allowing some thoughts to float through that are associated with this triggering event. And as you rest in yourself and rest in the spaciousness of the room where you're sitting, just allowing yourself to feel your reaction as best you're able in this moment. And as you allow yourself to feel this reaction, maybe you can ask, what's the hardest thing about this situation for you? What's the hardest thing about it? Or the most painful or most frustrating? What's the core of it? What's the worst of it for you? And as best as you're able, allow yourself to notice the answer and feel it. The thing that's so hard about this situation for you. feeling it in your body, the emotional quality to it. This feeling, this felt perception, this noticing of your senses and your emotions in response to the situation, this feeling is what Michael Brown calls the message. It's not necessary to have words for the message, but the message could have a quality of, you know, grief or loss or anger or betrayal or distrust, confusion or shame. Or it could be a hybrid or none of these things. Again, the words are not important, but what's most important is just feeling the quality of what's hardest for you about this situation. And as you allow yourself to feel this particular quality of emotional resonance, I invite you to ask yourself, prior to this recent setup, this recent situation, prior to this, when did I experience this same feeling? And if it feels right for you, go ahead and allow yourself to receive a memory of when this happened before, prior to the recent event. When did you feel this before? Just trusting whatever arises, allowing yourself to follow what emerges for you, and just as best you're able, staying connected to this particular quality of feeling as you remember an event prior to this one. And as you stay connected with this particular quality of feeling, this discomfort, this particular discomfort, I invite you to ask yourself again, when did I experience this same feeling, this uncomfortable felt resonance before that? Just allowing whatever to come up, to emerge for you. It could be a very different kind of event. I invite you to simply stay with that felt resonance, that feeling quality, and see if there's a memory of when it happened before that. It's not about thinking, really. Just allowing a memory, a situation, a moment to come into your awareness. And if nothing does, that's all right too. Just staying with your experience is fine, is enough. It's all we can ever do. So as the earlier memory or situation emerges for you, again, inviting you to let yourself feel that, to discomfort, that particular quality of emotional resonance. Allowing yourself to feel this is what cultivates the muscle of felt perception. So in that older situation, letting yourself feel the emotional quality that God evoked. And noticing how that emotional quality feels in your body. As you remember the situation. And now I invite you, at your own pace, to continue asking yourself, when did I experience this same feeling, this uncomfortable felt resonance, before that, and before that? Just keep asking that, allowing memory to emerge, allowing yourself to feel the resonance of emotion associated with that memory, and using that felt experience to be the thread that allows an even earlier memory to emerge. And go back in time, your 40s, your 30s, your 20s. When did you feel this in those years, in your teenage years? And inviting you to go even further back to childhood years, if you can, if it feels right and it's okay for you to go. Just trust where you're taken. Just inviting memories of this felt resonance to go back as far as you're willing and able this time. Just an invitation. If you need a little more time, go ahead and push pause and let yourself follow this taproot. A thread back. And if you feel like you've landed as far as you're going to go and back in time, then I invite you to see if there's a way that you can imagine that young self, your younger self, visualizing him or her. If you can. If not, that's fine. The most important thing is staying with the felt emotional resonance. But I'm inviting you, if possible, if it works, to notice the young part of you, that's holding this resonance. And if you're able to do that, maybe you can extend a great embrace of compassion and kindness towards that young part of you. Towards this younger self. Maybe even extending a sense of love towards this younger part, to him or her. What if this young self was given more love than ever before? What if this young self deserved more love, not less love, more love? And if you're able to sense this younger self and relate to it in this sort of imaginal way, I invite you to maybe even ask this part of yourself, this younger self, what is it that she or he would like you to know? What else? What else does it want you to know? Is there anything else it wants to show you? And if you're willing, and if this young part is willing, just opening and softening and allowing something to emerge. This showing may take place in the form of a memory or an emotion, or a phrase, or an image, physical sensation. So just letting this part of you communicate what else it wants you to know. And as best you're able, see if you can receive it. Be with it. If you want to take more time with this step, feel free to pause the recording. You can ask this part of you more, you know, if there's yet another thing, anything else. Is there anything else? Or you can stop here. So now I'm going to invite you to notice in yourself if there's something that you want this young part of yourself to know. What might he or she, the little one, need to hear? And what if you allowed yourself to tell him or her what it wants and needs to hear? So go ahead and do that if that feels right for you. There may be a bigger perspective or bigger truth that this young part needs to hear from you. What's true is dot dot dot, fill in the blank. Now we're going to orient towards closing this journey. If it feels appropriate, I invite you to give thanks to this young part for showing you his or her experience. This particular thread of suffering that's been woven throughout your life. Just thanking that part of you for showing you, for showing up. And then some appreciation for yourself for showing up to your young part that's been holding this truth, this information, this what was once an unbearable experience, which you are now unpacking, allowing it to breathe and catch some sunlight and air of your awareness, your compassion, so it can come home and be integrated and not exiled anymore. So I applaud you for journeying on this meditation, this inquiry, having the courage to follow the taproot to a tender place that only wants your love. It wants to be seen and felt and known and loved. So I bow to your courage to do that, to give that to yourself. So if this works for you, you can imagine yourself holding this young part of you, in whatever way this young part feels comfortable with. And allowing yourself to notice or sense into the space around you, this bigger field of being that's holding you as you hold this little one. Maybe even allowing your attention to soften and broaden so that you can notice the tender one, and notice your adult self at the same time. And notice the spaciousness, the stillness of this moment. Just allowing yourself to feel as much of your totality as you can. This young part is part of you, but it's not the only thing you are. Letting that young part participate and be part of your totality. Maybe even inviting a quality of rest and compassion, just compassion for the whole you. All right. Thank you very much for journeying along. And again, feel free to do this anytime on your own.